Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope you are having an amazing day today. I really, really love it here in sunny California where I'm talking to you from. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining. It's really hard to have a bad day when it's so gorgeous outside. And I hope that rain or shine, sun or snow, whatever time of the year it might be when you're listening to this, that you are thriving in all that you're doing in your life and your business today. So important to both Kathy and I that you really, really know that we appreciate you, and we're so glad to have you here on this journey with us. I am excited today because today's authors are the authors from our new releasing anthology book. It's coming out, for those of you that are listening live, it actually came out yesterday. And of course, it's out there in the world. A whole wonderful group of authors. Of course, Kathy led the charge. We have a foreword in the book by Susie Carter. I know a lot of you know Susie. Susie's awesome, and you're going to get to hear a little clip from her today, too. And, of course, Kathy's chapter. And there are 9 other amazing authors in this book that are going to share with you just a little piece of their story and help lead you on to your newer, better, greater in life. I love the ability to be able to bring out this anthology and our series of anthologies that are coming. The series title, hashtag, Let's Tell Your Story, because in the end, we really do want to encourage you that you need to tell your story. But for a change here, rather than me being the one to encourage you to tell your story, I'm going to actually let Kathy share a little bit, both from her book as well as some talks that she's given to people about why it's so important and so needed for you to be able to tell your story.
I have a theory that I'd like to share with you. You may have noticed that in the past 10 to 20 years, we've had this surge of coaching. And really, it's pretty phenomenal. I look at our society years and years and years ago, hundreds of years ago and beyond, and we lived in small villages and small tribes, and we learned from our aunts and uncles and those who went before us. Well, we've now scattered to the four winds and across the globe, and families have distances between them, but we still have that need to learn, and we still have that need to share what we know. But with the amazing technology we have at our fingertips, we can now choose to learn from the best. Like, we're not just stuck with our crazy Aunt Ethel and whatever it is that she can teach us. We now have the opportunity to seek out the best math coach, the best chef, the best physical trainer, the best, most ideal financial consultant for us, the person that fits our needs and what we need. And so, that means that you are exactly someone else's cup of tea. You are exactly what they need. Because you don't get to this age and not have a little something to share. You have lived some life. You have experiences. You've overcome something. You know something that somebody else needs to know and will help in their life. So there is always going to be someone 10 steps behind you and someone 10 steps ahead of you. As we walk through life and learn more, there will always be someone 10 steps behind and someone 10 steps ahead. And there are many people who will speak on a single topic, but the way that you say it, the way that you share it, the way that you've experienced it and learned what you've learned and perfected, whatever it is that you now can share with others, only you can say it that way. Only you can teach it that way. And so someone is waiting on you. Someone is waiting on that message. Someone is waiting on that solution. They needed it last year, last month, next week, next year. So someone is waiting on you to share what you know exactly the way you can share it.
Did you catch that? Somebody is waiting right now on you. I've said it on the show before, but it's worth repeating. I promise you, there is somebody right now that is out there on Google, that is Google searching that thing that you do so well, that probably if I were to ask you what your unique brilliance was, you wouldn't include that. It's so easy for you, so matter of fact, that you do it with grace and ease to the point where you've discounted it in your life. We all do it. You know, there's a thing that's easy for us, and so we assume, that's no big deal. That's easy for everybody. You know, there are people out there, this is always baffling to me, there are people out there that love doing dishes. They love doing housework. There are other people, many of you that are listening may be in either of these boats. There are people that just absolutely hate dishes. They would pay any amount to anybody to not have to do their dishes. There are parents, you've heard me use this example many times over. There are parents that don't tell their kids to clean their room. It's just not that big of a deal to them. There are other things that they enforce in the lives of their children, but that's not one of them. There are people that are out there right now searching for that nugget of truth that you have inside of you. That, like I said, you probably have discounted it. You've told yourself, you've convinced yourself that it's no big deal because, after all, anybody can do that. Well, I'm here to tell you today, your story, your unique brilliance, your message, that thing that you do with grace and ease, is so impactful, so important, so needed by the world. And if you don't share it, no one else can. Throughout all of history, there is nobody that ever will be or ever was like you. You are unique. You are absolutely, completely, totally one of a kind. And you need to share the sum total of the experiences that you have to this point. Like Kathy said, there are people that are 10 steps ahead of you. There are people that are 10 steps behind you. And as you move 10 steps ahead, there's still going to be people that are going to be ahead of you. And there's still going to be people that are behind you. And when you teach somebody and they learn everything you know, there will still be a whole bunch more people that are out there on Google searching, desperate, wanting so badly to have that answer that only you can give them. It's a great way for us all to show up in the world, for us all to make a huge impact and a giant difference in the world by just simply embracing being the best version of ourselves. And that's what I want more than anything for you, is for you to be able to share that thing that you know with that person that needs to know it too. If each of us focuses on doing that, imagine how great the world would be. All of the things that we fight for, that we wish were different, that we elect officials for, that we crusade for, if all of us just focused on being the best version of ourselves, just imagine how incredible, how amazing, how life-changing the entire world would be when we embrace that somebody is waiting on us. And it's time to tell our story. Now, I'm looking forward to right after this next commercial break to be able to share with you some of the stories that are from the anthology book. By the way, part of what Kathy just shared is just a little tiny part of her chapter in the anthology book, too. And, of course, you need to pick it up in order to be able to get it. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here with us today as you get to hear from the authors of our newly released first anthology book in the Let's Tell Your Story series. And I'm really excited because we have, as the person who wrote the foreword for the book, our good friend Susie Carter. And I got a chance to have a conversation with her about a whole bunch of stuff having to do with being a best-selling author and writing a book and the trials and tribulations of that. And I've actually got a video series that's going to come out that's going to share some of that with all y'all later. But I just wanted to give you a little taste of some of the stuff that makes up the foreword that Susie did for this book. For those of you who aren't familiar with who Susie Carter is, Susie Carter is the operations manager, the chief operations officer, I should say, for Motivating the Masses, an amazing company that was founded by Lisa Nichols, is a publicly traded company, and in fact is only one of two publicly traded companies that's owned by an African-American woman. And Susie was originally Lisa's coach and then came on as the director of operations for all of Motivating the Masses and is an amazing. She's one of Kathy and I's coaches. And I tell you what, you want to talk about a coaching session that will both turn your life on its heels as well as challenge you to the core of yourself. Coaching with Susie Carter is totally like that. In this particular discussion that I'm having with Susie, we're actually talking about an event that happened last year at the Speak and Write in La Jolla, California, where a gentleman named Will, some of you have checked out Will's book, Will White wrote the book, Make Your Own Bed. And this is actually the catalyst that started it all out. Will stood up and said, well, what if you don't have a book? So now listen in as Susie talks to us about that situation and what that means to you as far as writing your own book goes.
What was interesting is he stood up and he said, you know, what about me? I don't have a book to write. I'm like, oh, well, then why are you standing up? Sit down. And I'm like, no, everybody has a book to write. Stand up. Get up here. You know, and just we all have something in us. We all have a lesson that we need to share with the world. You know, maybe we're afraid to, maybe we're not in touch with it, but we've all earned the right to share our story. Like if I look at, I'm the woman I am today because of the story of the women that come before me, you know, my clients, my mentors, the people that have touched my life, right? And you're, even in the stuff that I write, it's just, here's my story and here's how I've gone through it to help somebody else. So I knew that once Will started talking, there was something inside him. What I didn't count on was the room's involvement. Like our community at Motivating the Masses is profound. And I know that, but to see that, and, we had probably 50, 60 men come around him to support him. And, you know, he was raised without a dad, and just to have all these powerful men, you know, from black, white, Latino, just come up and say, I'm your brother. I'm here to support you. I got your back, you know, and then you and Kathy stood up and said, we'll help you get this done, you know, and I don't know, 2 months later, it was ridiculous, like crazy amazing, you know, that he's a best-selling author. So one, there was spirit there for sure, you know, helping guide that process. And that happens pretty much when I do that process with people, right? There is that self-doubt that what you have inside you would make a difference. And that was really what Will was struggling with, is what I have inside of me, why would it matter to people? And then once we mapped it all out, it was just an amazing story. Like, it's a beautiful story of a man's journey, you know, in making his own bed, and which is making his own way in life. And he's a strong young man who's going to be up to big things because he stood up and because he said, I want to do this. That will forever change his life. You know, if you can, there's certain times in life you can look back and you said, I risked and I did this and it got me this. And that will be one of those moments for Will that changes life forever. He will never be the man. You can't go back, you know, to who you were before that moment.
Yeah.
It was pretty miraculous.
There are those moments in our life that will forever change us. We will no longer be the person we were before because of that incident. And then what we need to do with that is share it with the world, to not hold it to ourselves. Think about all of the great moments. Now, we can think of some amazing people going throughout history. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, just to name some presidents, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, Mother Teresa, the list goes on. And there are still people that are still alive that are doing amazing things in the world. But a lot of the things that we know about them, we don't know the backstory. We don't know what happened to allow them, you know, what was that thing that then forever changed them and made them the great person, the change in the world, the thing that they were meant to be. That's the kind of thing you need to share with the world. And I love listening to people tell their stories and hearing them share little tips of what you can do to really show up in the world and be awesome and dynamic and powerful and amazing and all the things that you are that now you just need to let the world know. Have you ever said, I will do that when pigs fly? Well, we have a great chapter in the book that talks about just how dangerous it is to say that something is impossible in your life and that it's just never going to be something that you're going to do. And I really hope that you'll take some notes on this and get some encouragement as we talk to Julie Sands about her chapter in the book, When Pigs Fly.
I'm going to do that when pigs fly.
Yeah.
I would say, don't ever say that, because you never know what is around the corner for you in your life. You never know that all of your workings, all of your planning, all of your hustle and bustle is going to pay off. You never know when that's going to pay off. So never say when pigs fly. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your mission. You have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to have a passion for it. And if you put all those things into play, you will be able to see your dreams come true. That's what I would say. If I had to give a person a tip on embracing their passion, I would say, if you're passionate about something, go at it with everything you have and don't ever look back. The biggest thing I did was jump, and I did everything afraid. I didn't have a plan, a map, a coach. I didn't have anything. I just had passion. So many times I had to figure things out on my own, and not knowing if I was doing something right, not knowing if I was doing the press release correctly, not knowing if I was talking to the producer of a television station properly. I just did it afraid. I jumped.
Do it afraid. Just jump. Go out there. Show up in the world. Be the best you can be. Don't let anybody tell you that something is impossible, because there is greatness in you and you can do it if you step out and you take it onto yourself to begin to do that. How do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because our next best-selling author, Latia, is going to share with you some tips on how you can really just embrace that passion, leap, and just go for it.
The first step I would say is to address your ultimate, to address your truth. To say, where am I now? And where do I want to be? It's almost like putting an arrow to it. And the challenge is, a lot of us do not want to take the truth to say, I'm not okay right now. No, I'm not happy. No, I wish I was making more money. It's really not enough. If you can address your truth, addressing your truth does not show that you're weak, I learned, but it shows that you're strong enough to handle the weight of the outcome. So just taking a line and saying, okay, where am I now and where do I want to be? And with every step you take, it, the objective is to fill in that gap. So where am I now and where I want to be? And with every step, with everything that you knock off on your list to do, of overcoming a fear or taking a class or raising the money to get your book done, it's going to bring that line closer and closer to where you want to be. And that is where you start. But you first have to address where you are and be honest and confront your ultimate truth of where you are now.
Ooh, which brings us so well to the next chapter of the book. This anthology is great stuff, guys. You have got to go to Amazon and get the anthology. The anthology is called Extraordinary Lives. It's about regular people and the extraordinary things that we all do in this world. And so next we want to talk about the illusion of control. Ooh, that one's going to get some people. Darissa's going to talk to us about just what a big illusion control is and what you need to do when you're finding yourself being what we all call a control freak.
They have to relinquish control. They have to relinquish control. I used to like to label it, you know, I'm an A-type personality. No, let's call that thing what it is. Control freak. Control freak. Especially since my father passed. I just think if I do it a certain way, it's going to happen like this. And if I can control the situation, then it's going to turn out perfect. It's going to turn out fine. And that's not the case. Life is very unexpected. You have no control over what really comes your way. And so as long as you try to keep reins on time and on situations and on, you know, outcomes and all that, it's going to drive you mad because you don't have control. No matter how smart and intelligent and book savvy you are and, you know, together, it doesn't matter. You do not have control. I would advise not to get caught up in that mindset, because it's a trap. You have to stay connected to the source, and the source is God himself. He's the only one who controls our comings and our going. My aunt used to say all the time, you can see up the street, but the Lord sees around the corner. You know, you can never be so smart that you can outplan him, you know. And I think in relinquishing the control, it opens the door for you to perceive things differently. Because when you're in the mindset of trying to control, you see it one way. You've got that tunnel vision. It's going to be like this, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get it to this point. And God might have other plans. His will might be totally different, you know. And most of the time, it is. So you have to relinquish that control so you can get to the point, and my favorite phrase is embrace your life and embrace your purpose. Once you relinquish that control and follow his lead, you know, and go where he leads you and say what he wants you to say, then it's easier to embrace whatever that purpose is he's trying to download into you, whatever, you know, your life's mission is supposed to be. And so many blessings come your way, because when you have that tunnel vision and you're trying to keep control, you miss out on so much because you're trying to do it your way. But when you open yourself up to it, it's easier to perceive your life as a beautiful thing. Whereas you just wouldn't see it that way because of your hindered sight, you know.
Is your sight hindered? Are you so consumed by controlling your environment that you can't see the possibilities? I hope not. But if you are, this is your opportunity to let go. You can make a change. Now, sometimes change can seem like a really scary thing, but the truth of the matter is change can be one of the most powerful parts of our lives if we really embrace it. So what's the secret to really being able to embrace change in our life? Well, I'm glad you asked. And our guy that's in the book, Gary is actually going to share with us what you can do when it's time to make a change in your life.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, you have to look at what the change actually is and how it really affects you, not what how it affects others. Concentrate on you and your family. How does this change affect you? Because what you do, especially on with all the social media today, you see everybody expressing their opinions, and you end up losing your own identity and your own thought process, right? And you get caught up in what everybody else thinks, and all of a sudden, if you're Gary Schwery, you're not speaking for Gary Schwery, you're speaking for for what other people want you to speak for rather than what you want to speak for. And so I'm just, it's not a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. It is what it is. And you have to adjust accordingly.
It's okay to be flexible. It's okay. Change is a good thing. And it's time that we embrace it, that we look forward to it as an opportunity to be more, to do more, to be better, to fulfill that place, that purpose that only we can fulfill in this world. If we really look at it that way, if we really embrace the change, then we really truly can do amazing things in this world. And if, we embrace a change and there needs to be a pivot from there, that's okay. The nicest thing about embracing change is that means that if it's time to change again today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, you've already embraced the concept that change is okay, so you're okay being able to change again. Now, for some of us, what we really just need is a little bit of encouragement. What we'd really like is for our mom, or better yet, even her grandma, to come to us and just tell us that whatever choice we make, it's okay. And along with all the amazing stuff that Sandy wrote in her chapter, I loved the little part where she talked about the advice that she gave to her granddaughter as she was beginning to go through a new transition in her life. And I encourage you to listen to this as though she is speaking directly to you and encouraging you that this next step that you're going to make, that you can do it, that you've got this, and that it's going to be okay.
She's at the point of deciding what she wants to do next. She graduated high school with 9 credit hours of college already, but she hasn't quite pinpointed what that next move is. And so I just gave her the words of encouragement, then if you think you'd like to continue on in college, fine. It's not as it used to be, but that's your path and you'll have to travel it. But on your way there, know that whatever path you take, it's going to ultimately lead you to what's calling inside you. And so she's on her path to figuring that out. I think, and I should not give this up, but I think college is not the answer for many people these days. I think that entrepreneurship is probably a more fearful plank to step out on, but I think if that's what indeed she wants to do, go to college. People still go to college. I just don't see that. I see the world has changed, and I see that entrepreneurs have a bigger task to fill or a bigger space to fill in this world to show that independence and drive and will and ambition can be better recognized or be better fought for or be better aspired to if they would take those paths, but each on their own path. So I let her know that I love her and support her in whatever she does, just like I was loved and supported by my family, my church, my very little family, only child, by the books I read. I'm a lifelong learner, still reading a book practically every week. So it's those kinds of things that I just think people develop and define for themselves. But she has my support and my love.
Support and love. I want every single one of you, as you're listening, to embrace that, to feel that. Kathy and I have got your back. We're here to support you. All the people that are the amazing authors, they do it because they want to share their secrets, their stories, their brilliance with the world so that your life can be better. Feel supported and feel loved so that you can embrace the changes you need to make. You can embrace the possibilities. You can be the best version of yourself, and you can share your story. There's another anthology book that's going to be coming up, and I don't know what the title of it's going to be, but just like this one's called Extraordinary Lives, and it's about amazing stories of normal people who are doing extraordinary things. We want you to be able to share your story too. I want you to just really embrace the support and love as we go into this commercial break, and know that we're here for you, that we want the best for you, and we would love to know and see and hear that you are thriving in everything you do. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author, and now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We're celebrating the release of our first anthology book, Extraordinary Lives. As we talk with the authors, and we're actually, I want to let you a little insight in here. So what you're actually hearing today is part of the inside of when I'm doing an interview with people. And in this particular case, sometimes I have typists that help me, but in this particular case, you're going to hear me typing in the background because I'm taking notes while you're doing your story so that I can then read it back to you at the end of the time. Don't ask me why God gave me that gifting, but it's so much fun to take the notes and then read back people's stories to them and let them really be able to enjoy just how amazingly, uniquely brilliant that they are. We've talked to you about how important your story is, how important you are to the world, about embracing change, about learning and growing and really being the best version of yourself. And we also wanted to let you know that you are loved and you are supported. Now, there's some really tough things that have to happen in life, but sometimes when we're facing the change, we need to really understand that it's going to be an uphill climb. And so we really have to ask ourselves, what is that thing that we need to do in order to really embrace that change, to really make ourselves the best version of ourselves? Our next author, Donna, has a great answer for that. How can you be the best version of yourself?
Oh, that's hard, because it's almost like if I had to give them some advice, well, number one, it's almost like they have to want it. They would have to want it, and they would have to look at their situation and see what's more important. Is it more important to stay with the man, you know, to say you have one? Or is it more, and because you have the kids, some women use that excuse, I'll stay with the man because I have kids. Or is it more important to take your family, your kids, out of that situation and do what's best for your kids? And the best advice I can do, if they were at the point to where I was, I would just have to tell them, I don't know, like, that's hard because, see, for me, I didn't want to be there. And some women want to be in that situation. But if I give them one advice, again, maybe have them try to find something outside of the home to do that could bring them some form of enjoyment, something that they can commit to outside of the home. And then with that, if they start enjoying it, then maybe that can help them build their confidence like it did for me. It could help build their courage, their self-worth.
Your self-worth. You are uniquely brilliant. And you do have an exciting, amazing message to share with the world. I encourage you to really, really, truly embrace that. And then you can embrace that uniquely wonderful part of yourself. You can say to yourself, I am worth it. I embrace this new change, this new opportunity, this new lifestyle. I embrace all that I am, and I'm here to share it with the world. Now, there are going to be some circumstances that come in our life that are going to come against that. But as you really are embracing your unique brilliance, the need that the world has for you in the world, then you absolutely, positively can begin to overcome those kind of things. How do we overcome them? Well, thankfully, Moshe, our next author, is going to actually share with you how you can do that.
That everything happens for a reason. I believe that I mean, you don't get a disease. You don't get assigned a disease, you know, but I believe that the transition and my life change was a divine intervention because it wasn't what I was supposed to do. I was smart enough to do it, and I had paid all the dues to do it, suffered the consequences to be successful and to make a lot of money, but that was not my calling in life. That wasn't the purpose that was put on my life. I discovered my purpose when I decided to re-enter the workforce, and I went through vocational rehab here in Nevada. And they asked me, so what do you want to do since you can't do financing and that's a stressful environment and stress triggers your lupus? What do you want to do? I was like, all I know is I'm a good nurturer. I take care of my kids. I'm a good planner, time manager. You know, I take care of people. That's what I do. So they put me in a human services temporary position at the center, and that's where I found it. So that four-year depression led me to my life purpose. It gave me time to marinate in everything that had happened in my life at that point. And I actually got the answer that I prayed for. And when I went to work for the center, I was able to develop a job preparedness program for women because they had GED programs, they had ESL programs, they had classes that empowered women, but after they got their diploma, it was like, okay, now what? So the director asked me to please develop a program. You have enough work experience. You have been in corporate America. You know what they want. Can you develop this program? I developed it from scratch. it was called the Gateway to Success Program. And that propelled me into that. Otherwise, I would have never moved forward. I would have just been stuck. And the women that I helped, I had over 300 women in my database, and I helped over 125 women find above minimum wage jobs in 14 months.
Moshe was able to take a difficult situation in her own life and really turn it around to the point where now she's sharing her story with women who are scared, who don't trust well, who have issues, and they're being able to make changes in their own life, to embrace where they are now, and then really be able to really move forward. And that's an amazing kind of thing. You see, the thing about it is that you need to really understand that change is going to happen. Situations are going to come without outside of our control. But we have the ability to be able to overcome and to move forward, to become even better than what we were before because of what we've been through. And Dina is actually going to share with us how we can take some of the most difficult parts of our life, some of the things that we wish maybe hadn't been, and turn them into something even more beautiful, even better than what it was before.
One thing I advise my clients is to look at failure differently. Look at it as an opportunity for growth. And that's an immediate. So when this happened, instead of seeing the negative, okay, so what can I do now? How can I change to make this better? Because it was an opportunity as opposed to, say, a dismissal of who I am. So that's one thing that you can advise, is to make a different shift, to use a paradigm shift, and look at the situation through the eyes of opportunity instead of failure. See, I've been doing this for a long time. I just never monetized it. And my teachers are saying, you're like my life coach. you're always, you know, giving me insight on how to live better, be better, do more, because it's always bigger than the right now. And I realized that's what I loved about what I did, is seeing that aha moment, that unlocking. And it's like if you're looking and you're talking to someone and you're sharing something and the light goes in their eyes and you're like, you get excited because you can see that they get excited because they get it. And now I get to do that all the time.
There is nothing greater in life than when you get to take who you are and share that with the world. If you're not experiencing that right now, I encourage you. It's time to tell your story. It's time to step out. You are an extraordinary person yourself. You're living an extraordinary life because normal people aren't anything more than extraordinary people who just have to live day-to-day life just like you. So the question is, can you make that shift? Can you move from what was, what you've defined in life, to something better, to something greater? Do you have the ability to do that? Well, we're going to have Candace come in and talk to us about how you can make a shift, embrace it, and live better, do more, show up greater in the world.
So again, it's that, for me, it's that voice within myself. I've always had a very intuitive, and I feel that we all have that inner voice that tells us right from wrong, that warns us sometimes. And sometimes we choose to not listen to that voice. But after that all happened, I feel very strongly that God imparted on me. He reminded me of a conversation that I had with a friend in Vancouver. And I had visited Vancouver a few times before, and on my last visit there, I'll never forget, I was on a train with him. We were heading to a beautiful beach called English Bay. We were on the train, and he looks at me and he said, Candace, you know you should consider moving to Vancouver. And I said, shh, yeah, right, Patrick. Me? By myself? No. No. And this was prior to this interview, of course. I was like, nah. And for some reason, that thought, just like we were talking about the anthology thing, like it just keeps coming back to you. That thought kept coming back. God kept impressing that for some reason on my heart. So I said, I sat there one day at work and I was just really thinking about it. And I said, you know what? Right now, I am single. I don't have any kids. I'm not married. And I'm in a place where I am unhappy. I'm in a place where I'm not being appreciated. I'm in a place where I'm not tapping into my fullest potential. I'm not utilizing my gifts and my skills. Why am I here? And then I said, I deserve so much more. And I started to think, when was the last time I ever did anything bold for myself? When was the last time I chose to be my biggest advocate and my biggest cheerleader and do something that I would have never done? And all of a sudden I'm like, you know what, God? All right, Vancouver, let me check it out. And so I started to do some research. And God kept showing me signs. People don't believe me, but I literally legit saw physical signs. I had to even like take pictures of stuff because people wouldn't believe me if I told you. But I started to plan, I prayed on it, and I said, you know what, God? I'm scared, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how I'm gonna make this all work, but I'm going. Because my future depended on that. I call it, in my analogy, I call it everyone's Vancouver moment. So they don't have to fly across Canada like I did. But sometimes life requires you to take greater risks. Step outside into something that you may not have ever considered. And from that experience, it helps open your eyes to what's possible. It helps to show you that you are capable of achieving whatever it is that you want to do.
You are capable of achieving whatever it is you want to do. It's time for you to embrace your extraordinary life. Because, yeah, there are days when it feels ordinary, but I can tell you, you are extraordinary. And I hope that these authors have helped encourage you to really live and thrive in all that you do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then Kathy is actually going to share with us one last encouragement, both from the book as well as from her heart, about you sharing your story out there into the world. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. You've been listening to stories from our anthology book, Extraordinary Lives, that came out just yesterday on Amazon, and I really hope that you've gotten some great encouragement from it. But I want to let you listen to a closing encouragement here from Kathy to help you know just how amazing, just how incredible, just how important, and just how needed that you are in this world. Listen closely because this is some juicy, great stuff.
If you walk through life wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard, and more than anything, wanting to be remembered, let's tell your story. So often you have experiences that are going to inspire someone else, encourage someone else, and get someone else up and moving. So let's tell your story. There's so many times when you in fact need the energy from your own message to keep you going, remind you of who you've always been, remind you of what you've been through and what you've been able to come through. The only way you can do that is if we tell your story. So I'm here to inspire you, to encourage you, to nudge you, and to support you to do but one thing. Tell your story.
I can't say it any better than that. That takes it all completely and really sums up absolutely exactly what we want to encourage you to be able to do. Because just like Kathy talked about way back at the beginning of the episode, we have the ability now to share on a wider, broader, greater scale with all of the world the things that make us great, but also just that unique stuff that's in us. What have we been through? What stories do we have to share? We need to embrace those, because it's only in the sharing, in the telling of the stories, that we transition from a society that no longer has stories to people who really understand that the story of us is deeply ingrained. It's what's at the heart and the soul of who we are as people. And that then sharing those so that other people have the ability to live the best version of their lives, to get that little nugget of truth that they need, to take their lives a step further, to go a little better, to be a little brighter, to do a little greater in the world. That makes it all worth it. It really, really does. You have a story in you. Absolutely. So what can you do to bring it out? You're like, all right, you've been encouraging me this whole time. Let's tell your story. You've shared with me some amazing stories of other people who have shared their story. When's it my turn? What can I do? Well, so the first thing you need to do is go to bestsellersguild.com and join our group. If you're not already a member of Bestsellers Guild, oh, you got to jump in. It's like a family there. It's filled with a bunch of people that are best-selling authors that just love sharing their stories with the world, but then also helping one another share their stories with the world as well. It's a great family, a great community, and it's kind of the heart and soul of everything that Kathy and I do. You can begin to start to learning things about how you can share your story. And then you can go in deeper with us. You might see us at a place where Kathy's speaking. You might catch any one of the many Facebook Lives that she does that shares just little pieces of information and marketing material and how you can make a greater and bigger impact in the world. And little by little, slowly but surely, what you're going to find is, just like many other people we've worked with, that what you want to do is share your story with the world. And we've got a package just for you. Our authority package, you've heard the commercials about it, but now it's time to talk to you about it a little bit in detail. We've created a process where in as little as 30 days, you can become a best-selling author. You don't have to have any content written. In fact, throughout the whole course of the thing, you don't necessarily have to ever write anything. And yet, you can write as much as you want to, because we're going to meet you where you're at. Some people really love the art of creative writing. Other people, it just drives them insane. And we have developed a process over the 20 years that Kathy and I have been in business to help you share your story, your extraordinary life with the world. I encourage you, pick up the book Extraordinary Lives on Amazon and read the stories. You could be part of one of our anthology books. We have series of anthology books that will be coming out, and we can share with you how you can be one of our anthology authors. If you want a book of your own, absolutely, we can do that. And it doesn't have to be a huge, long book. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is less than 50 pages. The movie that Brokeback Mountain, the book that it's based off of, was originally less than 50 pages. Think and Grow Rich, The 1 Minute Million, The 1 Minute Manager, so many other books are 100 pages or less. It's not about number of pages, how much quantity can you get. It's about quality. It's all about the content. Giving somebody something that you know how to do and sharing it with them so that when they go out and they're searching for that answer, the answer is actually there for them to find. Now, as I said earlier, I don't know why God chose to give me the gift to be able to, through the note process and stuff, be able to read back your story to you. But it's a lot of fun. And you can go into Bestsellers Guild and talk to different people that I've interviewed. You know, we've done a whole lot of them in this last year and a half. And it's a lot of fun for me, but it's also really helped people. And we would love to use that process for you. Like I said, we're going to meet you where you're at, help you create a cover for your book. Most importantly, you will be a best-selling author. And we will help you lay that foundation to the world so that people can begin to hear your message and share with the world what is so important, so amazingly impactful from you, from what you've learned, from all those things you've been through. Some of that stuff you've been through, it was awful. It was icky. It was dark. But now, as Lisa Nichols says, instead of standing in your story, you can stand on your story. You can rise to greater heights, be more amazing than you ever even knew you could be. But you know how that starts? It starts with one step. You remember Julie said, just leap. Just do it. You just got to step out and know that the world is designed to be a place that's going to meet you right where you are so that you can share your story with the world and the world can be a better place because you're in it. We're so glad that you are, and we want to hear your story. And more importantly, we want that person that I was talking about earlier that's right now on Google. You heard me typing, taking notes in the background. Imagine that typing is a person looking for an answer to a problem that they don't know. You do it easily every day. You're like, that's no big deal. You know, that's not important. Nobody would want that. And yet they're out there searching for it. They're like, oh, I only wish I knew how to be able to do this thing. Well, now it's your time. It's your time to share that with them because people need you. They need your answers, your solutions. And you know why I know that? Because I know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created very specifically on purpose for a purpose. And the world needs you. Kathy and I do what we do because we want you to live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We created Bestsellers Guild, and we would love for you to join us at bestsellersguild.com so that we can help you thrive. Our website, wehelpyouthrive.com, was named that on purpose because more than anything in this world, what we wanted to is help you thrive in your life and in your business, to share your unique brilliance with the world, to share your extraordinary life. Check out Extraordinary Lives on Amazon. Have a wonderful, great week. Know that you are the best, that you are the greatest you could ever be. And know that Kathy and I are here to help you in any way that we can so that you can thrive in your life, in your business. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared.
That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.